Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Farmers have some decisions to make in the coming weeks regarding those new agricultural risk coverage or production loss coverage programs available from the Farm Service Agency. So which is the better program for your farm? University of Wisconsin Extension economist Dr. Paul Mitchell.
The first step in the whole process is updating your base acres and your payment yields to get them more in line with what you're currently doing in the operation. Get as many corn base acres as you can if your reallocation options. A few oats, same on the updating your yields. If they go up, update them. It's a no-brainer. The base acre reallocation is not a free-for-all. You're locked into your percent, your shares in the years past. But if those shares, if you've gone into more corn base acres or planted more corn in the last few years, you can potentially increase your corn base acres. I would encourage farmers to do that because there's more, your payments go up.
What about if you have no base acreage?
Yeah, if you currently do not have base acres or you're planting more land, farming more land than your base acres, you cannot add more base acres. Congress hasn't allowed farmers to do that for a long time, and it doesn't look that way anytime soon. They'll be allowing farmers to add more base acres.
Now, making the decision between ARC and PLC, you had some good points here that you've looked at.
Yeah, there's decision aids out there from the University of Illinois taking the lead on developing some very nice decision tools. The Agricultural Policy Analysis System, APAS, very good tools. And you get some, you will look at that, it randomly draws, looks at all the price outcomes, all the yield outcomes over the last several years. And it's very clear in a lot of counties, county ARC looks a lot better than PLC for corn and soybeans, in general for most farmers.
What are some of the key things that a farmer really needs to look at for their farm when making this decision?
I would look at how their county at the, on this tool to see if they're in a county that corn, SCO, and plus PLC is about the same as ARC. That's about the only issue I'd be concerned about. For most farmers in most counties, ARC looks better on average for corn. It looks better on average for soybeans. But there are a few counties out there where it's not quite so clear. And you never know what your county is. But even if you chose the wrong one where it's off a little bit, where you might have chosen ARC and PLC is a little better, even then it's not a lot, there's not a huge difference. If one is better than the other one, if PLC is better than ARC, it's not a lot better in general for corn and soybeans. For wheat, though, if you really look at the numbers, it's really hard to not sign up for PLC for wheat.
Again, that online tool that Mitchell recommends, the University of Illinois Agricultural Policy Analysis System. We have a link on today's Managing for Profit at brownfieldagnews.com. Dr. Paul Mitchell, University of Wisconsin Extension Economist. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.